Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, the podcast where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I am thrilled to introduce to you our special guest today, Richard Goodall. Did I say that right?
Goodall, yeah.
Goodall, okay, yes. He is a remarkable winner of AGT American Got Talent last year, 2024. We're in a brand new year. Awesome, you know. At age 55 years old, Richard captured hearts across the nation, not just with his incredible vocal talent, but also with his inspiring story as a singing janitor. Richard, what's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good. So where are you located right now?
I'm in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay, and that's where you're from originally, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's such a good time. It'll be such a good time talking to you today because I don't think I've had a winner from the Americans Got Talent in about a year and a half. So this is going to be fun, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. So first, before we get started, I would like to know about you and And who did you grow up listening to? Because I know on AGT we saw you singing with Journey, which is a remarkable feat, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think you expected that back when you were, you know, growing up. Who would have thought you would be singing with Journey, right?
Right. Yeah. No. Never in a million years. No.
Right. Yeah. So, so who all did you grow up listening to? Because with me, I listen to all kinds of music. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, I early on as a kid, before actually Journey come on the scene, my favorite singer was Barry Manilow. Big bombastic, you know, some songs just over the top. And then about in 80, 81, back when this album came out.
Yes, yes.
Escape. That's when my my thoughts and my music started shifting gears. It's not that I didn't love Barry Manilow, but listening to, you know, just the 80s rock in general just, you know, drove me loving it, just loving it. Loved rock music and still continued to like Barry too, but When I first heard Steve Perry and Lou Gramm for Foreigner, stuff like that, I mean, that was just, you know, the stuff that I loved to listen to. And so flash forward, I just gravitated towards that kind of music. And then like today, I don't think today's music compares to what we had when we were younger.
Yeah.
But me saying that, it's me being an older person who loves.
Agreed. Yeah.
But when today's people go back and sample our stuff, like the Don't Stop Believin', which had been on Glee, had been on The Sopranos, it's kind of irrefutable. It's not like, you know, it's not something that you can argue about. I mean, if the music wasn't awesome, they wouldn't come bringing it back around again.
Right.
And then some of the rappers sample some of the stuff that, yeah, you know, when we were kids. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the same thing you just mentioned, you know, because I was going to ask you which era of music did you like, 70s, 80s, or 90s, or now? But I think now, I agree with you. Now, today's music isn't the same as the 80s or 90s, and I feel like you share that same sentiment, too. You know?
Yeah, 70s and 80s rock is what I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
There are some today's rock music that I like. Like I think Metallica came on the scene late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
I'm not as metal as most people. I gravitate towards more of the classic rock stuff, but there is country music stuff that I listen to too and sing. So yeah, amazing times, amazing music, and each song is a portal in time. When you start singing these kind of songs, people remember where they were, what they were doing when they seen and heard that. It could have been your first girlfriend with Faithfully, and it could have been the first breakup with Open Arms, you know?
See, that's my favorite song. Open Arms is my favorite song from Journey. I love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first time I heard that song was in the movie Heavy Metal. I don't know if you probably remember that one.
I do. Yep. Hangar was a part of that too. So
yeah. So that that was my first time hearing Open Arms, and I just fell in love with it the instant, you know, that it played. Yeah.
Yeah.
My next question was going to be, has anything changed for you since you got since you won the AGT? Season 19, but I read that you said no. Well, technically yes and no, you know, because you still do your janitorial thing at your school, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw that you are having some January and August tour dates of this year, you know. So it's like a yes or no. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's both. I'm still the same guy. I still work at the school, but I'm still getting to do these. I mean, like Last Saturday, I opened up for Howie Mandel on the 28th.
Yes.
So, I mean, and then my New Year's Eve was absolutely amazing. It was a private gig, so I can't really talk about it. But
right, yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine 2025 topping 2024. It just, I can't imagine it, but yet I didn't imagine everything that happened to me in 2024 was ever going to happen either. So, yeah. I'm just amazed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for people who didn't see the American Angels Got Talent, your season 19, you won the Golden Buzzer, and that automatically took you to the live show at the very end, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why. I guess it would be because I watched that video, and it's all the gold flakes coming down, and it's just been an amazing time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I would never have. My whole mindset was just between the kids and my wife telling me that I needed to fly out there and at least give it a shot. If I didn't give it a shot, I wouldn't, you know, I would regret it.
Yeah.
And I would have. I'd never been on a plane, never been west of Missouri.
Really?
So in that audition round, there was a ton of first things going on that I was on first, you know, time overload, you know, getting on a stage that big, never been on a plane, never been west of Missouri. LA is humongous in itself.
Right.
Just LAX, flying into LAX, it's like a city.
Oh, I'm sure that's huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably as big as Terre Haute, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
Amazing time. And the AGT people, the people behind the scenes, including the people that, you know, you see on camera, are absolutely amazing. Walk you through every step, and they weren't letting you, you know, go through this alone. If there was some question you had, if there was something going on, they would be able to answer any question that you had. They've seen it, they've been through it. And the people behind the scenes are just as amazing, if not more, than the people you see in front of the camera. I mean,
right?
Awesome, awesome people. I would not trade my time on the show for anything in the world.
That's awesome, Jerry, because you hear the opposite on the news. That's exactly why I don't have cable TV anymore, because I don't like the news, you know? So
yeah.
Speaking of, well, you just said you performed in like millions and thousands of people on stage, right?
Yeah.
So we all know that we get nervous from time to time. I would imagine you got nervous too, being on the front stage. Were you excited for that nervousness to come into you, or were you like, oh my God, this is gonna be?
I was very, very, very nervous. If you watch the audition round again, the walking out, the talking. But when the music started playing, the piano riff, you'll notice it all started melting away. I was fine. Listening to the piano riff, I knew that's what I came there to do, was sing. It wasn't to be, you know, stand there talking to the celebrity judges. I get that that's part of it. But my happy ground is music. And so when I heard that piano riff, that's what I came there to do. I get that it's a part of it to sing to the judges and then react to what it was that I was doing.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's, for me, it's about people and music. It's great to have won and got a little bit of money out of it. But at the end of the day, it's about people and music. It really is.
It is. It is. It is. And I find it so relieving that you said the moment that the keyboard started playing, everything went away. You know,
if you watch the video back, you can tell that I'm okay. When the piano started playing, I was fine.
Yeah.
And then when the song ended, I patted myself on the chest, backed myself up, and
yeah.
Back in my shell again.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that amazing how music can do that for people.
Oh yeah.
Especially from, you know, I mean, heartbreak, happiness, sadness. You know, it's all the above. You know, and and Angie was a big supporter too of you, right? Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, my biggest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's my worst critic too. She will, She is my, she's my Simon Cowell from American Idol.
Right.
She has no problem in telling me when I suck. So,
and that's good sometimes because you need to.
Oh yeah.
I mean, especially when you're going in front of like millions of people, you got you got to know what to do and when to do it. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, can you share a like a pivotal moment in your journey that significantly influenced your path to winning AGT?
You know, I don't. Whenever I went on the show, I felt the same from the moment I was in the audition to the quarter, semi, all the way to the final. I didn't have any expectation.
Okay.
My whole, like I said, my whole mindset was to fly out there, sing a song, fly home. And then I could say, you know, I've been on the show once and have a nice little YouTube video to say, okay, yeah, okay, well, you don't think I was on the show? Well, here's me and there's a little video. Right. Never did I dream that a German supermodel was going to come up and hug me and I was going to get gold dust thrown all over. I never
dreamed Yeah. So,
and I didn't expect it either.
Right.
I was out there to give my, you know, give it my shot and have fun and then say that, you know, I did it. And I think that's what resonated with people so much was the, you know, the fact that I'm just a regular Monday through Friday working guy. I don't look special and I don't act special. I'm just a regular person. And at the end of the day, I went in there and I gave it my shot and I tried out and I made it. And then I won the whole darn thing. I mean,
right.
You can't make this stuff up.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So my next question, well, I know why you sung Journey, the Don't Stop Believing, because you just said Journey was your main inspiration. But looking at your, okay, so I'm looking at your quarterfinals and semifinals, right? It says that you sing How Am I Supposed to Live Without You by Michael Bolton, quarterfinal. And then I Have the Tiger, and then another song by Journey Faithfully, right? So was that you, was that strictly up to you on what to sing? Or like, were you given like a sheet that, you know?
No, pretty much. Every song had a meaning behind. And I was pretty... They were pretty hands off with me as far as my story, my songs that I would sing.
Yeah.
So How Am I Supposed to Live Without You was pretty self-explanatory on the show.
Yeah.
And then Eye of the Tiger was it had got approved before we decided that I was going to sing the song, meaning I flew back out for the semifinals alone because my wife had to get some testing done, but she was flying out to watch me on the show. She wasn't there for the practices or anything like that. So I flew out August 30th and I met with the music team, and then Labor Day happened and there was nothing going on because they're, you know, The TV crews are union, so they get the day off. So yeah. I had a whole day off. No, my wife wasn't there. I was in California, and I couldn't figure out what song we were going to do. We had thrown, you know, a few different ones out there. And so I laid by the pool, got burnt, got back in the room, took a shower, went upstairs to my room, and thought, what am I going to do? So I turned on the TV, and you know how in life you look for a sign, you know, you look for, you know, you, or you ask for a sign. You're like, you know, at least point me in the right direction. Well, that day had been one of those days where I just turned on the TV. I thought, you know, I'm showered, I'm burnt, I'm tired, I want to relax, I want to watch TV. And lo and behold, the whole day was a Rocky marathon.
Nice. Yes.
That was my sign. I sat there and watched all the Rockies all the way through, including Rocky III, where Eye of the Tiger premiered. And yeah, so it ended up that was my song. It was my fight song to make it into the show. And then Faithfully I had always wanted to do that song. It took about 3 weeks to get Don't Stop Believin' approved. Okay. And because the song has three different writers, which is Steve Perry,
right,
Neil Sean, which I met on the show, and then Jonathan Cain.
Yes.
Whereas Faithfully was a little bit more, pre-planned, far as I'm concerned. And it's not that I was conceited enough to think that I was going to be in the finals, but
right.
I knew I wanted to start with Journey and I wanted to end with Journey if it was possible.
Yeah.
And only one person wrote Faithfully, and that was Jonathan Cain. So I didn't have to wait another 2 or 3 weeks for all three guys to decide it was okay. It was just one person that was in charge of that last song.
Right.
And it got approved pretty quickly. And yeah. And then I ended up singing with Neil and the rest of the band and got to meet his wife. Amazing people. Yeah. And then right here.
Yeah.
They sent my wife and I tour jackets that only the crew gets. And then those.
Yeah.
That's Dean Castronova's drumsticks from the show. And so those are in a case behind me.
And I see you got
is the Golden Dust.
Yeah, okay.
And my semifinal and the finals card saying that I was the winner of the whole show.
Nice. And I see you got a Journey hat right there too, right?
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So amazing, just absolute amazing time. I would not trade my time on the show for anything in the world. My wife and I have a new house. We paid cash. We got a new roof on our house, and we're set for the next 15, 20 years, you know. We don't owe anything, and, you know, we're near retirement age to where we can, you know, be comfortable.
Yeah.
And then now I get to go and travel around and meet amazing people and sing songs that I love, and people just, you know, kind of take time out from their regular lives and, you know, listen to the music that we grew up on.
Right.
And then of course I've got my manager who's been doing this for a long time. He's out of California. He said the first thing I did with him was called the Festival of Lights in Riverside, California. And he wanted to see what my fan base was like. And I started walking around the crowd, and I had little teeny tiny kids coming up to me, hugging me, wanting to take pictures. And he goes, I've been doing this for years and I've never seen anything like that. He said, if I had a little child that I come up to, they would go running. He said, they just absolutely love you. And he said, I just, you know, this is wild.
Right.
So, I've got, and the elderly people like me too, because my gospel days, I sang gospel music for about 8 years. There's my gospel music CDs. I never did it anything on a professional level. It was just all hometown, organic.
Oh.
And so I have the young crowd, I have my age crowd, and I have the elderly crowd that, you know, just absolutely love. So, I mean, I've catered kind of, sort of. I mean, not everyone is going to like you, and you're not going to be everyone's taste. But for the most part, I have, you know, all generations that are liking me for whatever reason.
So, right. Yeah. And that's good, because the younger crowd can see what you and me grew up with, and maybe they'll get influenced or go back and listen to that music. Maybe make their own music in the future,
right. I've been touring the elementary schools here in town too. And when I stop singing, the kids still keep singing Don't Stop Believing. They know all the words to the song. So, in my book, I've completed my job.
Right. Exactly.
I'm still our music is still out there. So
nice.
Pretty
nice.
Well.
Yeah. So when you would say that they were trying to get Don't Stop Believing approved, did Neil reach out to them and say, I want to perform with him live on stage, or like how was that collaboration?
They reached out on Instagram, and it was him and his wife.
Okay.
Micah, very, very nice people, awesome people. And they just kind of handed around, because at that point they didn't really know if I was going to make it to the finals or not, or,
right,
or anything. So, I mean, yeah, just icons like that. You can't.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know how people, when you get up in age, you look at yourself and you say, well, you have a bucket list, things that you want to do before you go, you leave this earth. You want to be able to touch people or talk to people in a certain way, or, you know, even if you're just doing it on a local level. And then I had this bucket list that was up here back in the back shelf that I didn't know anything about. I would never dream that I would be able to sing with the band Journey and be on a national television show. I never dreamed that I would win the $1 million on America's Got Talent. I was just being me. I had no expectations. I was just going out there and being me and singing the songs that I love and inspiring people. And little did I know I would win the whole thing.
Exactly. Well, yeah, because I was going to say, you know, if you're not yourself, people will notice that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are really smart to figure out which one is not the real you and which one is the real you. And for you, I mean, you gave people inspiration to be who they are, you know.
Yeah, I never dreamed how much me being up there on that stage inspired other people to go for their job promotion. And I've had these messages from people that are like, you know, I'm going to start doing this again. I'm going to start doing that again. Because at your age, you can make it on the show. Anybody can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I just learned that the Colonel from KFC started when he was 64. I was like, holy crap, you know? Yeah.
Do you realize how many no's he got before he finally got that first yes?
Oh, yeah. Lots of yes. Yeah. Because I read up on him. He's a fantastic dude. Yeah.
And I encourage people to go out and read biographies like that, whether it be on a book or in an audio book, because everyone who's famous, 90% of the time, they have pumped out, failed so many times, and then they finally got that first yes, and they're the person that you're looking up today.
Yeah, right.
Saying, you know, well, if they can make it, so can I. And it's true, you can.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so many people are quick to judge on the person, like, say, like, oh, he got inducted into the, you know, the music, and he didn't work for it at all. No, I mean, you could have been working like 10 years and people would never know you until now, you know, which is what people tend to go with, you know. They want to call you like a liar before they call you like a truth teller, you know. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the Eye of the Tiger piece. So you said that you watched a Rocky Marathon. Which one is your favorite movie?
Well, it has to be three. Okay. I mean, but the thing is if you go back and you watch the Rocky, and I was it inspired me, you know, just being me, who I am. And if you listen to me at the very end, when I won the whole show and they were asking me how I felt, I threw my thank you, you know, Rocky thank you out to not just Rocky, the show and the music, but my wife also. And I said at the very tail end, Ange, we did it.
Yeah, right. Which is so great to hear, you know. I'm surprised that Sylvester Stallone hasn't contacted you yet about it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's lots of things that I wish that somebody would have contacted me afterwards, but
right, yeah.
You know, my time after the show has been just exactly the same as during the show. I don't have any expectations. Whatever great things come my way, I'm happy and I take it and run.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so happy, grateful, and blessed that I'm doing what I'm doing right now. It's totally amazing.
And that's exactly what it was. Well, I mean, it's better not to expect than expected and then get denied. You know, you're like, oh man, crap, I can't. You know, so yeah. So that's a good motto to live by.
Well, here's a little behind the scenes story. I was supposed to be a part of season 18 and got dropped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a part of season 18. I got dropped at the end of season 18. Howie and his people were searching through, you know, looking at TikToks and stuff, seen me. Howie reposted me on his TikTok and said, the caption below that said, needs to be on AGT. Then a senior producer reached out and said, hey, you interested in being on the show? And I said, I tried out last season.
I tried, man. Right, yeah.
I got cut, and he said, I can't believe we dropped the ball on this. And then 4 months later, I'm flying.
Well, at least they recognize their mistake, you know, because with you, I mean, you're just sky's the limit for you, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But we got a few more questions for you, and then we'll let you go. So thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Absolutely.
So what advice for you to a younger audience, okay? What advice would you give to someone in a similar position as you were, you know, perhaps feeling that your dreams were out of reach? What would you say to bring them back to life? I know you probably inspired like multi-million people, but that one person who's like, I don't know about this, what would you say to him or her?
The show has many stigmatisms, and I hate that, because at the end of the day, it's about people and about talent.
Yes.
And what they can do to entertain you. And with that entertainment also comes, you know, the ability to take people away from their problems and their hardships or the stress of life. And I think, you know, the advice that I would give somebody who is, you know, loves the show and has a talent, no matter what talent it is, to try out. Meaning that, and this is the perfect year to do it, because they're coming off the back of somebody who is just a regular Monday through Friday, works in a school for years, just a regular person.
Yeah.
If I can do it, you definitely can.
Anybody can. Yes, exactly.
It does not have to be about the people that have been in Vegas for 10 years and reaching for their shot. It has, you know, this year can be the year that it's about the regular people that, you know, that are raw. There's a place on the show for those people that are polished, that have been doing it for years and that want to, you know, further their career. And then now you can understand with me winning that there is a absolute positive chance that, you know, if you're a regular person doing your regular stuff Monday through Friday, you give it your shot, take your shot and do it. And you can win just as well as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those words are great to live by. I try to live by the truth, you know. I mean, because what's the worst they're going to do? Say no? Okay, we'll go back and, you know, practice more and then come back and just like, you know. And maybe the person that was going to discover you before made a mistake just like they did with you. And I'm so glad that they brought you back, you know.
Yeah. All right. Failure is only an opportunity to get back up on the horse and try it again. That's all it is.
Exactly. So let's go back to the younger Richard back in his early teens, okay? Mm-hmm. If you were in your room right now looking at your posters on bands or posters on your wall, who would we see and why, you know, why that band?
Well, you would see the Journeys and you would see Hart and Nancy Wilson.
They're great.
And then you would see the Foreigners. Aerosmith was one of my favorites. So yeah, the music of that day, there's the Fleetwood Macs, and then there's historic music, music that shaped people, And then there's the Beatles, you know, that's from the 70s, but yet just think of the music that they created out of thin air. Just, you know,
right.
I mean, wow. And to be able to, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall and hearing them, you know, picking out that song.
Right.
Yeah, just wild. But the music back then, like I said, I'm not down on today's music, but music today is not like we had when we were kids. It was fun. It was loose. It was fluid. It gave you a thought, gave you an emotion.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a song out of today's music that kind of touches me that way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, well, to me, there's very few, but not like there was way back when, because you can find like multi-million songs that could reach your emotions, you know, relatively quickly. Now it's kind of hard to pick up on those types of things. Yeah. I went and talked to you about a band that you mentioned before, and I always like to ask this question to my guests. Which band would you prefer to listen to right now? The Beatles or the Stones? Because I get relatively the same answer, but I just want to know.
I would say the Beatles. To be honest with you, not to take anything away from the Stones.
No, we're not doing. Yeah,
but the Beatles inspired people like the Stones. So
yeah.
you would want to hear the people that inspired others, and then listen to the ones that inspired you.
Exactly. And that's the number one band that I always get. It's the Beatles. I love the Beatles to death. I'm a Rolling Stones fan, but not as big as I am with the Beatles. The Beatles just, you know, have my heart with them too. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So one more question and then we'll let you go, sir. Okay. So this is the hardest question I'm going to ask for you today. Hopefully not harder than, you know, what I asked you. But is there a band, artist, or song that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me, Angie, or your fans how it makes you feel deep inside your soul right now? Like when you hear the song, you can't describe how it makes you feel. It's so emotional to you.
Barry Manilow is one of those. That,
okay.
There's a couple songs by him that, you know, yeah, that just gets me. So, but that was the start of my, you know, that was before the, you know, Steve Perry and Journey came popping out.
Right. So. Okay. You answered that perfectly, because there's no right or wrong answer for that one.
Oh yeah.
It's, you know, so it's all,
personal.
Yes. Personal and what you connect with, you know. Because sometimes music can connect with a person differently. So, all right. So, for everybody who wants to know more about Mr. Richard, you can go to his Facebook page, richard.goodell.718. He's on TikTok. Hopefully, I'm getting this correct. RG69Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes.
And my Facebook has a little blue check mark after it. You know, that
Perfect.
Means me.
Yeah. And your Instagram is richard.goodall. G-O-O-D-A-L-L. And
right.
You can also go to thesingingjanitor.com. He has shows listed. You can find videos and learn about him with his bio. So, yes. So, we honestly thank you, Richard, for coming on. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. And I hope to God you come back anytime you want to. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Yes, thanks. All right. Okay, guys, and with that said, everybody listening, always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.